on today's episode of The Real O Show.
Fighting Mike Tyson. Like, that's for clicks and money.
But if he knocks out Mike Tyson, that's kind of a flex.
100 million sounds like a lot.
It's pay-per-view. It's a piece of everything.
Welcome to The Real O Show. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua. And we're brothers chasing the curiosity of our life.
And on this show, we'll deep dive the most influential people, music, and topics going on in the world.
And today, we're talking Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. I got a stack of this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dope. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof of rings. They pay for getters, they want money.
What's good, everybody? Today we are talking Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight. It just came out today. July 20th is the fight date. It's taking place in Dallas, Texas at AT&T Bank Stadium. This is about to be, Joshua, the biggest fight of our life. Like, I hope everybody knows it is like a 26, 27 year old fighting a 56 year old. Whoever thought that would be the biggest fight, but I'm telling you, this is the fight of our lifetime.
I would disagree. I think that Conor McGregor Mayweather was a bigger boxing match through and through, because you're like talking about two guys at their prime. Now, if Mike Tyson was 23 years old and Jake Paul was this would be prime time. If Jake Paul was fighting like Canelo or like Ryan Garcia, Tank Davis, like something like that, I would be like, whoa, that's nuts. Mike Tyson is a cool fight. To me, seems like a very lateral move. Like, Jake Paul was like, I'm not doing this for money. I'm not doing this for clicks. Like, I want to be a world champion. In no route to world championship is like fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but
like, that's for clicks and money.
But if he knocks out Mike Tyson, that's kind of a flex.
Listen,
I don't care what anybody says.
What happened was Jake's been like the undercard in a few of these. He hasn't been taking his money. He's been like donating it. He's like, you know what? I could use a couple shamillion on a fight here. His camp's expensive, bro. He's got a good team. He's probably spending like $1 million on each camp, and his camps are going. His last couple fights, bro, he's not making that much money. Those aren't pay-per-view fights. Like, he's got to make money at some point. He's putting all of his time and effort into fighting. Like, that's taking away from how much money that Jake Paul really could have. And of course, he has businesses. He has things that are already in motion, and he has people that are already running those businesses and investments and whatever. So he's going to be okay. But this is a paycheck. There's no other reason why. This isn't like 100%. A legacy fight. This isn't a legacy fight for Jake Paul. Like, he's not like, I'm
kind of.
No, it's not, bro. He knocked out a trash ass fighter. And don't get me wrong, it's like, in the boxing world, you could consider that like, that was a good boxing move for him. Get another win. You're fighting a more experienced fighter. I don't even remember the fucking guy's name. He's so forgettable.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant knocked him out in literally like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's like, now you're going to go fight Tyson? Like, to me, I was excited. I was like, bro, he's actually going to fight like a legit fighter. It's going to be like when Logan Paul fought Floyd Money Mayweather. It was an exhibition fight. And that's what this is. It'll be an exhibition
fight. Well, it's not even exhibition. That shit was planned. It was a money grab. This, once again, is a Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor robbery in broad daylight. When Floyd Mayweather came out with the robber mask and literally said, this is a stick up. This is exactly what Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is. And to add a layer, which we need to dive deep on this, and we're going to talk about multiple different topics within this, is it is exclusively streamed on Netflix. And now NFL did it with Amazon Prime with Thursday night. And then I think they also get a Sunday or Monday game, whatever it was, whatever.
They're doing a playoff game as well.
A playoff game as well. Peacock did a playoff game. What we are going to start to see more is these platforms buying these one-off fights or these specific sports games or these playoff games. It's going to get away from these cable TVs and ESPN and ABC who always have the games. Now it's like these pay-per-views aren't even getting pay-per-views. Netflix is buying that fight, which is incredible. The new signups just for that fight is going to be wild.
You know, it's funny that the more things change, the more things stay the same. And I think that's about streaming. Like, of course, Netflix has to get into the live sports game. They have to. They've already been planning on doing that. And that's why this fight makes a ton of sense. One. Two, growing up for us, bro, we had a cable TV, right? You buy a cable production. That's where streaming is going, right? I have now 4 or 5 streaming services. Eventually, it's going to be like, here is your 5 streaming services, but there's this one app that links all the streaming services. And now it's just like cable TV. And then, oh, they all do live sports, but different 100%. Things. Like, it's all going back to like fucking cable TV again. Yeah. It's like, it's literally this cycle of like, oh, we did cable. Like, oh, streaming, so cool, so innovative. I can just pay for the things I want. Now it's like, no. Now you just end up paying for everything.
It was cable TV, and then it was like the satellite TV, right?
For sure.
And then it was kind of like the internet smart TV, where you still had the the satellite TV, then you had the apps, then it went straight apps, and now it's going kind of right back. But it's never going back to satellite or cable, of course.
But it makes sense why all these apps, thing. All these apps like YouTube does it, obviously. Yeah. You know, Hulu has live sports, does it. Amazon Prime is doing it. Now you have Netflix doing
it. It's honestly something that Netflix has been really, really missing out. And I didn't conceptualize it until I saw that it was just streamed on Netflix. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, they were missing that. But even without that, Netflix is still crushing
everybody.
You know,
I'm going to argue, I don't think that this fight's about signups, if you want my honest opinion, and I'm going to tell you why. Joe Rogan signed a Spotify deal for $250 million because it wasn't, and it's not exclusive, right? So he can post this wherever he wants. The first deal that he did with Spotify was exclusive. Yeah. And the thing that Spotify did that was because they're like, oh my God, everyone's
going to drive signups.
But yes, it didn't. They started realizing like, it's all about ad revenue. So to me, I'm like, yes, this is a play, but I feel like this is just like for Netflix to get a foot in the door. Because at the end of the day, I don't know how many signups this is going to drive. It might. It's going to drive a little bit. It'll drive signups, but not to the extent that I think is going to be like this massive, huge play. I think it's like things like that are all in ad revenue. And something like that, if it's exclusive, you're not really getting that.
They would own the highlights, which there's probably some value there. Like they'll own like if someone wants to use the highlights, but it's like, let's be real. We live in the internet age. Everybody's going to legally stream it.
For sure.
And watch the fight. Or most people have that. Like we have Netflix. Well, we don't even have to.
I think that Netflix, it makes sense, right? Because in my head, I'm like, this is a full circle thing. They're going to stream the fight. They're going to have a bunch of, like Jake Paul's been doing what UFC does. He does like the week before the fight.
That's
going to
only be on Netflix.
It's going to only be on Netflix. And then they're going to do like a recap video of where it's like how they do like a Taylor Swift concert, where it's like a recap thing. And it's like this experience. It's going to be the same shit. Which makes sense. It's like, do the whole package, have these exclusive drops. And it's like, they could be a 9-minute episode that just is in the little book of.
I mean, to be real, like one of my favorite parts about boxing was like kind of the trailer hype leading up to the fight where you show the camp, they talk, they do the interviews, they interview the family, they interview the best friend, they interview the trainer, like that in depth, which has a lot of value, but. You know, it's funny you actually said that now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know if it'll drive that many signups because you can just illegally stream everything. I agree. It's probably a foot in the door with Netflix, but it's also just.
But at the end of the day, I want to make this point, though, which I think is a great point because someone said that about the playoff game, right? They were like, oh, they were all pissed about the Peacock thing. They were like, oh, Peacock, I got to fucking download Peacock now. And someone made a point. They were like, you're literally going to pay, even if you just do 1 month, right? You do a sign up. It's $10. You're paying $10 to watch this game. It's really not that big of a deal.
No.
It's really not that big of a deal. Like a pay-per-view is fucking $50. So if you put it in that perspective of like this Netflix thing is $7.99 or probably more than this, probably like $14.99 now. But like you're paying $14.99 for the 1 month just to watch this one episode. You know, binge other shit while you're there. But it's like you might find like, oh, I like this actually. And that's the whole point. But I actually think that it's not that, if you know, when you talk pay-per-view, right? Paying $14 is actually going to, it might sell more pay-per-views. So, you know, maybe it does sell a couple
more.
It definitely
lowers the barrier to entry.
For sure.
I'm super curious to see it. And also what hasn't came out yet, what I'm even more curious about, and we'll probably talk about it on the show, is how much Netflix paid for this exclusives. Because that had to be a good penny.
I do wonder how much that is. I think
100 million less.
I don't know the numbers. I feel like the reason why Jake Paul does something is, and again, Mike Tyson's probably in the same category, is I think they do it because they want a piece of it. I don't know how a company like Netflix gives a revenue share like that. Like obviously they can probably track like the people downloading it from that. But to me, I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
It's pay-per-view.
100 million sounds like a lot, but it doesn't sound that crazy.
Pay-per-view.
I want to see
a piece of everything.
Before I say $100 million, I want to know who else is on the card because there could be some like, they could get some like real iconic fighters that go before the fight that could drive a lot of hype to this. So you never really know.
Yeah, and as we transition here, Joshua, you wanted to talk about Jake Paul's betting app called Better.
Yeah, while we're talking about Jake Paul, it only makes sense that we talk about his gambling app Better, which he does this with Joey Levy, who is the CEO of Better. And Better is a gambling app. One, Joey Levy's a smart fucking dude, and that's why Jake Paul paired himself up with him. Joey was one of the people that basically builds the infrastructure platform that a lot of the major gambling companies use. It's basically his app that they're just putting all their shit on. So long story short, he's a smart dude. And he's the reason why Better is kind of interesting is because it's micro bets. They're not focused on like the money line type shit. I mean, I think you still can bet that stuff, but it's like everything's about the micro. Like Joey's goal when he created Better is, so he said, was like, he wanted to be able to bet on every, when they were talking about baseball, he was like, I want to be able to bet on every single pitch. Every pitch should be able to be gambled on, which is like nuts in a sense.
It's fun.
But like, that's what I'm saying. That's the idea of it. And they just had their second evaluation of the company, which was $375 million, which massive. And again, that may be why Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson. Maybe it's a more of a Hollywood push to push his company. It could be. I don't know.
You want to know what I'm curious about as we kind of talk about this? And obviously, DraftKings and FanDuel run the gambling space. Like, let's be real. They run it. And then you have ESPN and now Penn, that they're trying to come up with a sports book, which is obviously going to be big because you have the ESPN.
There's so much competition.
The rights.
Prize Picks.
Ton of competition. But
illegal gambling.
You still have bookies.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to fucking Vegas and place a normal bet, not on the platform. Like, and I mean, that's any casino. But what I'm thinking about is you have Logan Paul creating Prime, this big sports drink, right? Energy drink. Then you have Jake Paul creating this betting app. Do you think they're building this to sell it? Or do you think they're like, fuck it, let's just keep it and let's just keep building it because we think we can do it better? Or do you think a DraftKings FanDuel is going to come and buy this? No, you know, some big soda company is going to come and buy Prime?
I don't think that you build any company today with the idea of like, I'm going to steal market share from like a giant. Like, or like, I mean like forever. Like to me, Prime, Better, their sole purpose is to chew up 5% of the market share, just so the giant FanDuel DraftKings goes, Penn just goes, we're sick of fucking dealing with you. We're just going to buy you. That's the only route.
But then
to
what's
take.
Next for them after that?
Take over.
Ride off in the sunset?
No, I could see a Jake Paul, and this is a 2024 prediction. It's election year. I could see a Jake Paul, Logan Paul, guys that like get into politics later in their life. I could see a guy. I could see them.
They're a young for that.
No. Listen, this is for 2045 us. When we can look back at this is just me calling my shot now in 2024.
Well, that's my biggest fear.
This is the Donald Trump.
Mr. Beast is going to do that.
No. Mr. Beast is 1,000%. But I can.
That scares me.
But listen, this is what I think, Zachary. All presidencies are is a puppet. What better puppet to use than an influencer that already has a ton of following that is just basically like, I will get used. I will do this for money, power, fame, whatever, insert whatever you get.
I couldn't see Jake Paul doing that.
Not Jake Paul, but Logan Paul, 100%.
Yeah, I can see Mr. Beast doing it for sure.
Mr. Beast, 100%.
Is Mr. Beast an industry plant?
No. I'm sick of all this industry plant shit. Everyone's like, this person, industry plant, this person, like, okay, man. Could they be? Of course. But I bet you the person that's an industry plant is the person you're not thinking is an industry plant.
Agreed.
I don't think, like, I saw the other day, they were like, Four Bats, like, Drake is remixing it, dropping tonight, right?
Is that real?
That is real. It's dropping tonight.
Interesting.
And it's going to be fucking hot. It's going to probably break the internet.
I never even saw the snippet.
And I called that, by the way. I literally said, I was like, Drake's going to hop on this. Whatever. It's not on wax, so I can't really claim that. But everyone thinks that Four Bats is an industry plant because Drake obviously is going to hop on his thing. And all I could think of was no, this guy doesn't have just four songs. Like, this motherfucker had a catalog. He had like 100,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, then deleted his whole catalog.
Yeah.
Then restarted the catalog. It's not like this guy just came up overnight. It's even the same with like that Bobby girl, who everyone's like, that bitch is industry plant. Drake got like, no, bro, she was grinding as a comedian for a decade. She just had this one idea that finally worked. That's how it always happens, bro. You're hustling at something, and this one idea finally worked.
An industry plant, it's not like they're just picking somebody out and be like, you go straight to the top. It's somebody who's hustling. It's like we were talking about off camera. Like, it's somebody they know they can manipulate and control. Yeah. That's what it is. It's not that people are just like out of nowhere overnight success, like out of nowhere. They're usually grinding, but they pick the right person, right? They're not trying to go, they're not trying to make everybody an industry plant.
The only industry plant that I've ever believed is Cardi B.
Oh, I'm sold on that.
The only one that I've ever believed it, because the way that she just dumbers the population with everything she has. Even like, bro, I watch this like video of the sexy red Drake song where it's like, hands on your knees, hands on your knees, now shake that ass for Drake, now shake that ass for me. I watch this fucking like these like 3 year old, like a group of like 3 year old black girls like dancing to it, and all I could think, I was like, man, like that's not the best song.
You know, I'm gonna do a video. I'm gonna do a short video on this, like a deep dive video. What if I told you? And it's literally about how the federal government influenced, not even influenced, forced record executives to push gangster rap music, more violent crimes, drugs, because they wanted to make these private prison systems more money, because the record labels were investing in the private prisons. So they were then getting after these record executives to then push the artists and the managers to make more gangster music. And then they would promote the gangster music on the billboard or on the radio or on the CD, and they'd put dollars behind it. And that's obviously increased incarnation.
I mean, that makes complete sense. It's the same reason why pharmaceutical companies own hospitals, and it's a fucking full circle. It's like, wild. What do you mean? It's all full circle.
But if you made it this far, drop a like, leave a comment, share. Talked about a lot of topics today, actually. We got brand new mic stands. If you're watching on video, if you're on audio, hopefully we sounded all right. But we appreciate you tuning in. Till next time.
Peace.
About to get all this dope. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs, and we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. So I'm part for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings on checks I don't even feel. We bought a box, we drippin'. We bought a box, we fall.